Jy is ingeskakel op Lekker FM 98.3 en ons gesels met kaptein Dave Miller. Hier is jou misdaadverslag. Hallo kaptein, how are you today?
Hi Pietra, very well today, thank you. And yourself?
That's good, I am very well, thank you so much. We're talking about starting off with car theft.
There has been a bit of an increase, and we've been picking up over the last few weeks, an increase in the theft of motor vehicles. Last week we did touch a little bit on it, specifically with regards to SUV-type vehicles and buckies, specifically with Toyotas and Fords. That's the make that tends to be getting targeted more at the moment.
Okay.
And then also we've also picked up in our policing precinct quite a few Toyota Corollas over this last week have also been targeted. So I'd like to just put a warning out there for people that own those types of vehicles, please make sure you are vigilant where you're parking. If you do see anything suspicious in a parking area, immediately let the security know and make sure that you've got decent tracking facilities on your vehicle. And yes, be as far as possible, be vigilant.
Yes, because I see people down here where the radio station is, they are so much in a hurry that they just lock the car and run into the shops.
Yes. Definitely, yeah. You know, unfortunately, the vehicle theft syndicates are extremely sophisticated, and they have very high-tech equipment that they're working with.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, yes, we need to be vigilant. We need to lock our doors and make sure that they are locked. However, unfortunately, these guys are so sophisticated that they are able to bypass the security systems of these vehicles very, very quickly.
Yeah.
For a long time, there was a specific model of Toyota buckies that were sort of safe for a while, but they've also now worked out how to get around that system. So unfortunately, as the industry progresses with their security system, so do the syndicates. They also upgrade to their equipment and eventually they figure it out how to bypass the security systems.
And then we're talking about scams.
Yes. The good old scam, well, not good old scam, but the old scam, where somebody would contact porting to be a police officer, saying that your vehicle has been recovered. So obviously this goes hand in hand where a vehicle has been stolen. The syndicate is able to get information with regards to your details, and they will phone you and say, listen, your vehicle has been recovered. We've recovered it on the border post over here. But we need to tow the vehicle back to, let's say for argument's sake, to Pretoria, but we need to deposit X amount of money into this bank account before we can tow the vehicle through.
Yeah.
And as we have said so many times, services like that you do not pay for. There's no such thing in the South African police services where if we recover your vehicle and we tow that vehicle to a safeguard town or something like that, that you get billed for that. It doesn't work like that. The only services that you do pay for is when you go and you obtain information, so like copies of your statements and accident forms and things like that. And those are minimal charges that you pay at the police station itself.
Yeah.
In terms of investigation, there is no such thing as you must deposit money into somebody's account before something can happen. So someone phoning you and saying, listen, Pietro, we've recovered your vehicle. It's here in Komatipoort. And you get all excited, yes, my vehicle's been recovered, but unfortunately we need to get 5,000 rand for us to tow it back to the station so that you can get your vehicle.
Yeah.
No, don't fall for that.
I see there's a lot of those scams that people ask you for money.
Yes, and I think we spoke about it a little while ago. These guys are also, I keep saying it, they're very sophisticated, and a lot of what they're saying rings true.
Yeah.
They will have your information. They will know your registration of your vehicle, all this kind of stuff. So on face value, you kind of start thinking to yourself, okay, no, well, this is a legitimate person.
Yeah.
You know? And with the systems that are in place today, everybody is just too quick to fork over money to bypass the process.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is where we start talking about corruption, where people are just too eager and keen to say, all right, fine, you know what, I know it's not right. I've got to pay 200 rand for this to speed up my process. Let me just do this. We need to get out of that habit because we're opening up the door for all these guys, all these scam artists. We're making it so much more easier for them because we start to become a culture of, you know, I've got to pay for this service. I've got to pay for this. I've got to pay for that. And that's what they're harping on, and they're working on the weaknesses of us wanting to not do the correct thing. So it's sort of, yes, I know maybe I shouldn't be paying the 5,000 Rand, but, you know, I'm not going to wait another 6 months for my car to be towed back.
Yeah. But thank you so much for talking to us at Lekker FM.
It's always a pleasure, and thank you to you guys and to the community out there. Please be safe, be vigilant, and make sure you get involved with your community policing forums. Be active, and there's a lot of stuff that they do, like I said, besides just patrolling. There's a lot of community outreach and things like that they're working on.
Yes, thank you so much, Captain.
Awesome, thank you.
Be safe, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.